We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Fight, 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 fight.
You guys are idiots. Lawrence Holmes walking in.
I'm telling you.
For transit. Yeah, I'm sure. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is water. Hey, I just had some of that.
You did. I noticed. That's how rarely you hydrate.
Thank you. Text WATER, W-A-T-E-R, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is WATER to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. This transition with Lawrence Holmes brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
I always liked it when Mario would get to 8 and then he'd stop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then the guy with Super Macho Man would go, do, and then he'd get up. There's always a problem.
I don't play video games, so he's speaking a foreign language to me.
I played Super Mario World back in the day.
Okay, well, participate then.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm sorry, man. I wanted to talk to him about Mitch Trubisky, but now it's a video game thing and he's mad at me already, so it's off on the wrong foot. What reference did I miss there?
It's Mike Tyson's Punch-Out music.
Right, it's not like Super Mario.
But Mario's the referee.
But Mario's
because
the referee.
They put Mario in like every game on the old NES back in the day he was the biggest brand. So you put him in the game.
That's my bad.
Mario had like 100 jobs. He was a plumber. You don't remember any of this?
How many jobs you got, Mario?
No.
How many jobs you got, man?
I'm just giggling because you and Steve Smith are starting to look so much alike. Has anyone said that to you?
Jordan Peele, I get a lot.
You and Steve Smith
Steve
have
Smith
some
is...
physical similarities.
I wish.
No, you do. You're similar in build.
Yeah, a little.
He's a little more ripped, but you're similar in build. I didn't say you're a body double.
He's a lot more ripped and a little less angry. No, that's basically no.
A little.
Less.
No, just
damn.
His son was at DePaul, but I guess he transferred out. His son was playing soccer at DePaul.
Really?
I was so excited because like, just happened to walk into a game and talk to him about Michael Irvin or something.
When I come to L.A., I'm going to whoop your ass.
That was all-time last
okay,
year.
Let's get to the main event. Let's get to the Trubisky conversation that we had about an hour and a half ago.
We played your audio on the show today.
From the show last night?
From the video.
Oh.
The show tease.
It's not really a show tease. It's like Gertz is like, hey, can you do a video for Twitter? And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you want me to talk about? He's like, do you want to promote the show tonight? I said, well, it's a short show. I'm probably going to spend a lot of time talking about Trubisky.
So I didn't see it, but a couple people linked me to it on Twitter. I was disengaged from it, and I watched the video, and it was great, and it led to us having spent the 4 o'clock hour talking about expectations and how we haven't really seen in Chicago the rookie QB development like in this way with the free agent players and the rookie head coach and an offensive system and all of that. But what I was wondering about was, like, when you say, you know, the conversation can't be nuanced, and you call it, like, people are saying he's the greatest to ever live, or the Hall of Fame, who are those people? Is that, like, Twitter or the text line people, or, like, analyst people? Because I haven't seen Mitch get a lot of, like, the analyst love compared to Mahomes or Wentz or Goff or anything like that.
Yeah, the point is that if you bring up something bad about Mitch, then you hate Mitch. That you can't criticize Mitch because how dare you say something bad about Mitch? And if you would like some evidence, just go look through the comments of the video, whether it's on Twitter or on Facebook.
It was people commenting.
And I mean, this is what happens whenever, whether it's the text lines here on the show or if I tweet about something Like, for example, I was like, well, I have a hypothesis. It's not proven, but the hypothesis was he was struggling throwing left.
Right.
And over the last two games, he's been better at throwing left. Like, his passer rating going into game four throwing left, I want to say with next-gen stats, was like 44.6 or something like that. Since then, he's been better. But for some reason, you can't have the conversation about Mitch without joining a tribe. And the tribes are
who
either...
Who says you can't have the conversation, though?
I did. And so the tribes are either you're 100% in on Mitch or you're being negative about Mitch.
Okay.
And I think that there is room in praising things that he does well and also criticizing things that he doesn't do well.
Okay. No, I agree with that completely. It's interesting because I find more of the feedback that we get on Trubisky, if you're talking about text and tweets, I find more of it to be negative than positive.
I do too.
That's not what happens on my show.
Okay. That's interesting because I find it's like they traded up for the wrong guy. Mahomes has looked better than him. Watson's looked better than him.
Yeah.
He was bad last year.
But basically what a lot of people have said and what I think is right is we are talking about a second-year quarterback. But my whole point with that is you can't have it both ways. You can't tell me to jump for joy when he throws six touchdowns.
Sure.
He's arrived and look at him. He looks great. Or people's today, someone tweeted at me, well, look at these stats of him inside the pocket versus outside the pocket.
Right.
And then in the same breath be like, well, he's only played 17 games. Like when it comes to the negative, people quickly jump to he hasn't played a lot of football. When it comes to the positives, it's, oh, look, he's advanced and he's progressing and everything is moving great. It might not be linear, and I don't think it is going to be linear. And the same thing I said last night on the show, I thought his performance against Miami was more impressive than
right.
the performance against Tampa Bay because you had a defense that actually tried to stop him and a defensive coordinator who wasn't on the hot seat. And I thought that he played well, but there's this chorus, and this comes from a conversation that I had with Adam Hoge and Adam Johns on Twitter yesterday, of people that whenever you say anything that goes against what is coming out of Hallis Hall or what people want to believe, you are then labeled as negative or you're Bernstein or you're trying to be Bernstein instead of here is another idea of what might be going on with Trubisky.
That'll do it.
I absolutely don't think progress is linear in all of it. I was
it fa- might it I, might
I,
be.
Oh sure,
I mean, it might be, but it's unlikely be linear.
Where I got it confused then was that the people that you were talking about was the feedback from the audience texting, tweeting, and then at the end it was about. It felt like people in media, right? You're talking about cheerleaders and people echoing Hallis Hall.
Yeah.
So that, and I don't see a lot of media people saying that he's going to be great. I was confused.
I don't understand how you were confused by that. I was talking about my interaction with people. So it wasn't. Are you asserting that I was taking a shot at someone in media?
No. What I'm asking you. What I was asking was, who is out there that is in media that is putting him in the Hall of Fame or saying that he's going to be the greatest quarterback ever?
No, I'm not. I don't understand where this line of questioning is coming from.
It was just, that's how I interpreted the video.
Well,
that's
all. Then you interpreted it wrong.
Well, that's okay. Then that's all I'm asking. That doesn't have to be so confrontational. It's just a sports conversation.
I don't get you sometimes, man. Honestly.
Why?
So this is what you're on today?
Yes, actually. I thought it was really good. We disagreed about a sports thought. Why is it a big deal?
Here's the thing, though.
Well, don't you get about me sometimes? It's not personal. It's a sports thought.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if that becomes, like, the centerpiece of your show, like, if you're having a jump off on it where you actually pull the audio to dissect it, and then, like, you're, like, the DA... You're like, well, here's the transcripts of what you said. Text message. You got my number. If you really thought that there was something I wasn't saying, you could have asked me about it.
Lawrence, I was complimentary of the audio. We played it on the show.
There was nothing critical that was said. Wasn't why. We thought it was interesting conversation. And
you can go back and listen to the podcast, man. It wasn't personal.
Okay. All right. Okay. I know, and this is what you do. This is what you do. Like, you do all the little behind-the-scenes stuff about it, and then you throw it on the air, and then you bring it to me instead of just bringing it to me.
We're talking about sports, man. We're talking about Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
I don't...
But you're... but this is what you do.
Talk about sports?
That's what it is.
I can't believe you're taking it personally. It's not personal.
Well, when you hear that before I even get here today, that you're polling people and asking them, well, why did you retweet that video?
I was asking Campy, because you weren't here. I asked Campy and Joe about the video.
But again, instead of asking them, dude, you could have asked me.
You weren't here.
And again, you have my phone number.
Of course. Dude, it's about sports. I knew I was going to talk to you. It was content for the show. I got here at 10 in the morning.
And that's
I asked two guys who had retweeted
and that's
the video.
And that's the thing. Like, it was content to you, but it didn't have to be. You could have just been like, what did you mean by this? Then you could have gotten the answer, and that would have been the end of it.
No, my bad. I used a take you had about Mitch Trubisky for content
because
for the show.
Because you thought it was like something pointed at you.
No, I was asking about whether it was media or feedback. You can listen to the damn podcast. That was the whole point. Is it feedback from fans and expectation, or is it media that is talking about Trubisky? That is literally what the 4 o'clock hour of today's show was.
That's what we were wondering, yes.
But you could have just asked me. Like, I'm not sure
asking
why you
now about Mitch Trubisky on the radio about sports.
And then I explained it to you.
This is what I do? Why are you making this personal?
And then I explained it to you.
I don't understand what's going on here.
And then I explained it to you, and you still are feigning like you don't understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, man. Mac, was it personal?
I didn't find it to be
how
personal.
How could it be personal? It's about sports.
I'm not saying that it's personal. I'm saying that if you were confused by something I said, you could have just asked me what for clarification.
No, fair enough.
But what you did, though, was you were trying to figure out, well, why would someone retweet this? Because you think that this is somehow about you.
I asked because people linked me in it because I'm obviously more you said you were skeptical about Trubisky, right? And I am more positive about Trubisky. We've talked about that before on the show.
Yes.
Right? And then there, you said in the piece about media cheerleaders, right? And so I was asking whether or not that was what I was on the show. That was what I was asking.
So why not ask me that?
I'm asking you now.
No, but see, that's not the way that you approach this topic.
But the conversation earlier, I said it on the air,
in this really weird way around it, when you just simply could have asked me, yo, were you talking about me? And the answer would have been no.
Fair enough. And I'm asking, earlier, if you care to listen to it, was not about that. And that's not what I talked to Rick about who retweeted it. It's not what I talked to Joe about who retweeted it. All right? But those are the two people that I talked to about it before the show. So I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what you can tell me either. I just know that
this is apparently what I do, and you got some sort of beef.
I don't have beef. I'm trying to be supportive. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, you know, Parkins is wondering what was going on with that video.
How is it not supportive? I don't understand. We said it was good. We played it on the show.
It's all good, man. Like, yeah, I said, this is how you roll. So keep rolling that way. It's been successful for you.
Thank you. That sounded really genuine.
It has been. That's the truth. I mean, that's the truth. You've done this and you've been successful at it. I don't understand why, if you had an issue with on whatever level it was, why not just bring it to me instead of I walk in here and we have to talk about this on the air. I had no idea that this is what we were going to discuss during transition. We were talking about something completely different. It's like, well, we have to get to this. We have to get to this.
We talked about it on the show for the 4 o'clock hour.
And I'm not listening to the show in the 4 o'clock hour.
Fair enough.
Because I'm working during the 4 o'clock hour.
I'm not saying you need to be listening to the show. I'm saying I'm sorry.
Apparently I do.
Oh, Jesus.
Apparently I need to be listening.
You've talked about us and our content on the air before. And
yes.
You don't give me a heads up that it's happening.
Are you kidding?
It's a sports thought, man.
I share your content. And I don't go after you for it.
Go after you? We're debating sports.
I'm sure that's all it is. It seems great. Seems great. It's going really well.
Okay, well, you can play this back and see which one of us made it personal, man. Thanks to Brian Billick, Eric Kratz, Hub Arcus, Shep, Tanny. I'm Mac, or he's Mac, I'm Parkins. Yeah, Lawrence is next.
That's right, don't confuse those.
I have no idea what the hell just happened. Have a good show, man. This is The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.